Do you want the most stylish MMA apparel without paying ridiculous prices? Check out IntimidationClothing.com for great original styles of t-shirts, hoodies, and more. IntimidationClothing.com features affordable, premium quality products for men and women. Intimidation is one of the fastest growing MMA apparel companies in the world. Log on today at IntimidationClothing.com. Be the intimidator. Intimidation Clothing.
We're not Zuffa zombies. We're Cage Zombies. You're listening to Cage Zombies Radio with Matthew Gaithier and Spencer Kirksey.
Like I am back. They couldn't keep me away forever. I know the guys, Spencer and Kari, did a great job last week. I want to say real quick, so thank you very much to Kari Richardson. She is an absolute doll, an absolute royalty in MMA. So thank you very much, Kari. Much love for you, and thank you for filling in for me. But I am back. With me, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Spencer Kirksey. Spencer, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Matthew. It's good to have you back. I missed you last week. We were thinking about you while we were doing the show, and of course, as I mentioned last week, you couldn't stay away. You kept sending us messages, trying to get questions in the air and everything. So you were still with us.
It was definitely not even close to me being not part of the show. I mean, talking wasn't exactly happening for me last week. I had the tooth taken out that morning, and I was still pretty numbed up by the nighttime and a little doped up on some pain meds, but I was by far not part of the show. I was kind of expecting you guys to block me and and start ignoring me because I was kind of lighting the message thread up last week for you guys. But you guys did awesome, man. I listened to most of the show before I kind of conked out, but it was an awesome show, man. I hated not being a part of it. You know, it was awesome to hear the Robin Wissman interview. She's going to tear it up this weekend. This is going to be such a great fight card this weekend. I'll kind of hold back my excitement a little bit because we're going to talk about that later with Mike Giannis, who's actually been the matchmaker, working with Carlos Valle and with Wesley Chapel fight night. So we'll be talking with him at the end of the night. So I kind of want to save that talk for then. It's going to be a great fight card, though, and I'm glad to be back, man. I was hoping to still have my job here because you guys did such a great job last week. I figured Carl was going to oust me and keep Kari permanently because she's pretty badass, man. She does a great job.
Yeah, we tried to get her to become a permanent part, but we couldn't. We could definitely never go without you, man. We have to have you here. We've had her on multiple times before, and as Matthew said, she does a great job filling in for either Matthew or myself. So it's nice to have that go-to person.
It's nice, yeah, man. We talk about it all the time, man, the team madhouse nature, man. Everybody, we always have somebody that can step up and help out and really be, it's a great team, man. It's a great team to be a part of. So I was glad that in my absence last week we had Miss Kari Richardson, just an absolute, just like I said, man, straight royalty, dude. She is awesome. So we're back. Man, we got a lot tonight for you guys, for the zombies out there, for anybody listening. We're pretty much doing all Florida MMA tonight. We got a lot of great events coming up here in the state. We're actually going to start the night, though, with a little bit outside of Florida, but based on a Florida-based promotion. Obviously, the XFC announced their open fighter tryouts this week, and it was he goes by Papa Midnight, but it's I don't want to mispronounce it. I believe you say it first. You've been saying it much better than me.
Matthew's trying to throw me under the bus, folks. No, how I have it pronounced is we have Dana Sabe, Papa Midnight Mohammed.
Right. So he's winner of a 5-fight contract by the XFC from their latest open fighter tryouts that took place up in Charleston, South Carolina just a few weeks back. And I can only imagine that the dude's pretty excited becoming the winner. I know they had upwards of 100 or so fighters at the tryouts, man. So I imagine a lot of fighters out there really struggling and really putting it all on the line for a shot at the XFC. And I would imagine that he's super stoked and ready to get in the XFC cage and tear somebody up. So we'll be starting the night off with him. From there, we're going to continue something we did a few weeks ago, talking RFC 30. We're going to do another double interview. We're going to feature Sean Hollis and Jason Fan, who will be fighting each other at light heavyweight, coming up at RFC 30. Turf Wars on February 28th at the beautiful A La Carte Pavilion down here in Tampa, Florida. So we're going to talk with them about RFC 30, about a little interesting fact. Both of these guys are coming off losses against the same dude, Ronnie the Pit Phillips. So we're looking forward to seeing kind of a little bit about the game plan that they're going in with. Obviously, you know, they're not going to tell us their game plan, but I want to see kind of what they're going to what they've learned from losing to Ronnie Phillips and how they're going to use that against each other. And should be a lot of fun, man. These double interviews are pretty high intensity, and even these guys show a lot of respect to each other. We've seen ones with a lot of respect, and we've seen them with a lot of disrespect. But I imagine these guys are going to be very respectful professionals to each other, and it's going to be a great interview. From there, we're going to move on to WCFL 8, which is actually the following day after RFC 30. If there's ever an MMA weekend to be in Florida, it's going to be that weekend. Forget UFC coming here in April. You know, it's going to be a good event, I'm sure, but it's got nothing on these events like RFC 30 and WCFL 8. It's going to be a great night of fights, a great weekend of fights, I should say, down here in Tampa, and I'm ecstatic. I'm thinking about just sleeping in my car at the hotel, because they're both kind of in the same area of each other, sleeping in my car, sleeping in the lobby of the hotel or something, man. It's just going to be like, I'm going to be high on MMA that week, and there's going to be so much greatness going on. So we're going to talk with Martin Vergara, comes out of World Class Martial Arts, and he's facing, he's defending his 185-pound title, and I just blanked. He's defending his 185-pound title at WCFL 8 against Tucker Chapman. And then following that, we're going to go right into an interview with Jeremy the Beast Davis out of Gracie Tampa West, Team Bamboo, who's fighting Jonathan Davila at 155 pounds at WCFL 8. So we'll have a few minutes, and then we're going to talk with Mike Giannis, like I said, matchmaking for WCFL 8. And it's just going to be a stacked night, man. We got so much going on. Let's not get in too deep before we start giving, start giving some shout-outs to our sponsors. So I'm going to go ahead and get that rolling. As I do that, I believe my esteemed co-host will go ahead and give our first guest a call, and we'll get rolling. So while he's doing that, I'm going to give some shout-outs to our phenomenal sponsors, because without them, we are nothing. And we are grateful beyond belief for this great team of sponsors we have here. So we got Intimidation Clothing, Game Changer Clothing, Crossroader Clothing, ProAmBelts.com, the best belts anywhere on the planet, Jax Media Canada, Crossroader. I don't know if I said that already. I'm on a roll here. We got All Out Fight Shop, Ballet Auction, AOL MMA. Oh my goodness, they're just rolling here. We got such great sponsors here. Give shout outs to Team Darkside in Tampa, World Class Martial Arts, Gator MMA, and Gracie Tampa, man. Team Bamboo is on a tear, and they've got a busy couple of weeks coming up with a lot of great fights and a lot of their best guys and ladies stepping in the cage over the next few weeks. So. Just some big teams down here in Tampa doing great things. Obviously, I want to give a shout-out to Chris Big Boy for the work he's doing with us and helping us out here, setting up these interviews. And he's like, the dude's like in the hospital or something, messaging me and still staying on top of his game, catching me slipping this week. I forgot to message him when I wanted to about setting up the interview and kind of got with him last minute. But Chris Big Boy's always on top of his game, even when he's got IVs and stuff hanging out of his arm. So I want to give a big shout-out to Chris. Ralph Garcia, Dwayne Spires, Joe Valdez for the phenomenal fight cards that these guys are putting together over the next few weeks, man. It's just going to be awesome. All right. We're going to come back to that. Right now we're going to jump in with our first guest, and I'm going to let Spencer go ahead and bring him in. I guess Spencer's not there. All right, so Spencer's still getting a hold of him. But, yeah, man, I just want to say, you know, we got a lot of big – good fight schools if you're here in the area. You got Champions MMA out of Lakeland, Tigers World Tampa, of course, down there. Like I said already, Team Darkside. I think we're ready to go. So, Spencer, if you got him ready to go, go ahead and bring him in, dude.
Alrighty, folks, we are live with Don Sabe, Papa Midnight Mohammed, the winner of the XFC tryout. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very good, sir. First of all, man, yes, sir. Yeah, we got you loud and clear, man. First and foremost, congratulations on such a such a cool moment in your fight career. I have to imagine, and I'm not a fighter by any means, but I have to imagine that being told that you were the winner of the Open Fighter Trials was probably a pretty monumental moment. Why don't you kind of walk us through that and let us know how that felt for you?
It was amazing. I was really excited. Like I said, I kept saying it when I was there. I was super elated. You know, it was probably the biggest thing that's happened in my fight career, obviously. You know, taking the next step to be able to fight on television in front of people, to be able to build a fan base now, and just have people see what I've worked so hard to do, you know?
Right on, man. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, where do you fight out of, and kind of, you know, what got you into the fight game?
I fight out of Napa Valley MMA in Napa, California. I also cross-train at NorCal Fighting Alliance in Santa Rosa. What got me into fighting, you know, I was just doing a bunch of bad stuff, being in a bad situation when I was younger, and I got adopted by a friend's family, and they just wanted me and their son to be active and do something. So, you know, the only thing that we would like to do was boxing, so I started boxing, and then from there I started doing MMA, and I just stuck with it ever since, you know. I never expected to compete, and then I happened to be good at it, and now I'm here.
Right on, man. So now you train you live out in San Fran, California, is that correct?
I live in Napa. It's close to San Francisco. It's in a little outside the Bay Area.
Okay. Yeah. Now you traveled all the way out to South Carolina for these Open Fighter tryouts.
Yeah, I came all the way out, you know. I've seen the XFC. I've followed it. You know, I've been following it. And I noticed that they had this Open Fighter tryout, and I happened to see that you guys were doing it again, like around December, and I was like, I need to do this, so I just started contacting people trying to make it happen, you know, because I was just here fighting in small shows, you know, and I thought that going out there at least would give me a chance to be able to get better opportunities, you know, at least I would meet someone, if anything, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So you're signing with the XFC with a, if I'm not mistaken here, you got a 2-0 pro record, is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, you fought a bunch of times for Dragon House out there. You fought for them as an amateur. You fought for them as a pro. What has been the experience of fighting with them, and how is that going to help you when you start getting ready to fight in the XFC and you step inside the XFC cage?
You know, the best part about fighting for them is that it was a very professionally ran show. You know, there was a lot of people. He had some nice venues. He actually had one of his fights highlighted on American Cage Fighter TV. So it was like I was almost in a big show, you know. Like I did have the cameras, there was the big crowds, there was the lights. So I think that it's definitely going to prepare me for that and fighting in the XFC with a bunch of the high-name fighters with all of the exposure.
Right on, man. Now, what was the experience like at the tryouts? You know, I heard from John Prisco there was upwards of 100 fighters there. Was it kind of just a really intense atmosphere? How did it feel for you being there, and what did you take away from that experience?
No, I was super excited to be there. Like, really, when I was there, I was just happy to be there. You know, I felt like everybody else was happy to be there, too. There was not too much crazy tension. You know, people were just there as martial artists and there to just, you know, try out and have fun. It wasn't, like, super crazy where people really, like, aggressively angry. Everybody was just doing their thing, you know, making it happen. You know, like, after my round, I was still cheering people on, trying to get people motivated to try their hardest, you know, so they could see what we all had, you know.
Right, definitely, man. Now I don't want you – I'm not asking you to, like, call anybody out, but is there anybody right off the bat that you see in the XFC that you'd like to fight, or are you just going to be out there and ready to fight whoever they put in front of you?
I'm ready to fight whoever they put in front of me. I'm not trying to start grudges right now yet. I'm just trying to get out there and start fighting and show people what I can do.
Right on, man. Absolutely. That's the exact politically correct answer I was expecting. So That's very good, man. You're already ready for that pro limelight, dude. Have they talked to you a little bit at all about when you can expect to get in the cage? Is there any propositions out there on the table, or are they still trying to figure everything out?
I think they're still trying to figure it out. I don't know exactly when they want to have me fight, so I'm just going to stay prepared for whenever. I don't know. Do you know of any shows that they have coming up recently?
I know that they haven't, when we last talked to John Briscoe, they have not officially announced the start for their thing for this year. They have not announced, they hadn't announced it yet, but I know they were getting pretty close, and they're looking to do a lot of shows this year. We talked to him on the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, definitely.
And
I heard that there's going to be a welterweight tournament this year also, so maybe I'll be able to compete in that, depending on what I do in the beginning, you know?
Yeah, their international events are going to be huge. They just had their first one this past weekend. And as they start rolling out the international scene, that's going to be huge. And that's going to be an awesome opportunity for exposure for local fighters and guys, you know, new guys such as yourself just coming to the promotion.
Yeah, I heard there was about 20 million viewers on that one. It's pretty intense.
Now, with a promotion like this, especially with you just winning a contract with them and them going international, could you see yourself fighting maybe in South America? I know they've took the name's slipping my mind right now, but they took one American fighter down there, and they plan to have a lot of the champions from South America come up here. So how does that feel, knowing you could fight somebody from perhaps Brazil or Argentina or Chile?
That's amazing. I'm excited. That's why I'm in the sport. That's why I'm competing. I want to test myself against the best fighters out there. You know, the goal is to become a champion. I'm not going to be another guy who's out here, you know, trying to beat up or trying to get a paycheck. I have a goal, and the only way to achieve that goal is by fighting the best fighters out there, and they're obviously not all going to be here from the United States.
And what's your opinion on that, the system that they're running with, like I've mentioned, fighters becoming champions down there, you having your champions here in the United States, and then them kind of meeting? How do you see that? Definitely different than other organizations.
That is really cool. Like, that is really cool. It's almost like a nation's battle, you know, kind of like if he's been with Ultimate Fighter. I can see that happening. That'd be amazing, you know. The top 170 from there, the top 170 from here, or in any weight class to battle it out, you know, to see who's better. And I would definitely enjoy it. It's exciting for the fans because it's something different. It's not just match after match and then there's one title. It's mixing it up. It's making it more of a tournament style, which I think people want to see.
Yeah, absolutely, man. The XFC has a lot of expansion going on. They're growing rapidly, signing a lot of fighters, really stacking their divisions. And they're going to start putting on some great shows. 2014 is going to be a huge year for them, man. It's a great opportunity and a great time for you, a young good fighter like yourself, to come on board and to really show what you've got on a big stage in front of a lot of big-time fans and a great following that the XFC has been able to build over the years.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, man, we want to thank you. Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely, man. We want to thank you very much, dude, for being on the show with us tonight, man. Before we let you get out of here, just want to give you opportunity to give any shout-outs to your sponsors and fans, anybody that you'd like to say thank you to, man. Go ahead.
Of course. Thank you to everybody at Napa Valley MMA. You know, Jerry Bolander, my head coach, for always helping me out and getting me to where I am now today. Nick Purcell, my boxing coach. Being ruffling and cross-trained at his gym, Norco Fighting Alliance. I'd like to thank Napa South. Oscar Ortiz, Gerardo Trejo, Brandon Trejo for helping me out and helping me get into my boxing. And obviously my other sponsor, Michael Chiarello from Bottega, who also owns Coqueta in San Francisco. Thank you very much for helping me make this happen. And that's about it. Thank you.
And where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook, on Instagram. It's just John Sabe, Papa Midnight Muhammad. So first name's DANASABE, Papa Midnight, PAPA, and then Muhammad. And you probably know how to spell that because it's one of the most popular names in the world. So.
I can't let you go without asking about Papa Midnight, man. Where'd the nickname come from?
The nickname actually came from I'm in a band. I play the bass and guitar and saxophone. And my main singer, he's really good. You know that movie Constantine? There's a new character, and his name's Pop Midnight, and he has mystical powers, and he controls a lot of people, and that's where it really came from.
Right on, man. What's the name? What's the name of your band, man? Feel free to plug your band. What's the name of your band?
Oh, my band name's Trist. We're actually going to be changing the name because we're trying to come out with an album soon. But we do a lot of shows in the area and not for the Bay Area. We've done shows in San Francisco, so hopefully we'll be doing a lot more next year also once we get a CD.
Right on, man. That is badass, dude. All right, man. Well, listen, dude, thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck to you. We'll be following along and seeing what happens with you and the XFC, man. We wish great things for you, dude.
Okay, thank you.
And may you have a great night.
You too. Have a good night.
All right, man. So let me get this straight. Dude signs a 5-fight contract with the XFC, one of the best, fastest rising promotions out there. And he just so happens to also be the bass player in an up-and-coming band. That is, to me, that's awesome.
He's going to be, he can use his own song as a walkout song. And I don't think hasn't happened before.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, dude. I mean, I'm not familiar with any other fighters that are out there whooping up on people in the cage going out and putting on great concerts. It's like, come out to the fights tonight, see Papa Midnight beat somebody up in the cage, and then shred the bass on the stage. that rhymed. I didn't do that on purpose.
You could start making a shirt for him. It could be his walkout shirt.
Tear you up in the cage, shred the bass. Yeah, dude, that's a pretty good shirt, man. Tear you up in the cage, shred the bass on the stage. Anyways, man, so yeah, the dude's obviously very excited and ready for the opportunity before him with the XFC, man. So best of luck to him. I think we have a fight card there. You were at a fight card this last weekend, and why don't you go ahead and take a couple minutes to talk about the fight card. Let us know how it went.
Yeah, I was up in Mansfield, Ohio last Saturday night for RFO Mansfield Mayhem 14. It's a promotion that I've been with two times now. I usually jump around. I know Matthew down in Florida has a ton of promotions that he goes to, like 4 and 5 times. We don't have as many up here in Ohio, but this one's been holding more events. So I'm happy about that because I believe 10 of the 13 fights were finishes. The two main fights, though, John Gunther, who went out to Tiger Muay Thai in Thailand with his teammate Cody Stevens, who we had on the show. He got a big win against Chris Trippi. He didn't really use much of his Muay Thai training, though. He just kind of out-wrestled him and outworked him on the ground, but that was one of the only decisions on the entire fight card. So I could see Gunther going pro here soon. And then one of his other teammates, who we've also had on the show before, Josh Longgood, great guy, met him, really nice, looked very impressive. Got a second round rear naked choke on Drew Schottenheimer, and then afterwards was handed the mic and said he's probably, the chances of him going pro are really high. That doesn't surprise me at all. I believe he's 7-1 now as an amateur, and he was doing some Anderson Silva type stuff in there. Not really showboating, I don't want to say that, but kind of being fancy. And he still got the job done, though. It was a great fight card. I do want to give a shout-out to May Moran Sunsaray, who was way, way down in the fight card. I think he was the fourth fight of the night. Nasty, nasty KO on James Mueller. I believe this kid is only 18 years old, something like that. It was probably one of the most devastating knockouts I've seen in person. So RFO Mansfield Mayhem 14, great fight card. I had a lot of fun watching the fights. It was a packed house, and I can't wait to go back and cover that promotion again.
Right on, man. Let's talk real quick about this. We were talking about this before we came on the air, this Cormier-Rashad fight. Obviously, Rashad pulls out because of a leg injury, possibly just scared to fight Cormier. And it looked like the UFC was going to scrap the fight. They were talking that they were just going to, you know, weren't going to do anything about it. And Chael was saying he'd step up and fight him, which I kind of thought was pretty cool to Chael. I said, you know, why the hell not let Chael fight him? Cormier said he'll fight Chael. I, for one, I think what I would have really liked to see Cormier just beat the living crap out of Chael Sonnen. But it looks like instead they're going to, or not going to, but they signed a Strikeforce vet, Patrick Cummins, I guess today, signed him to a deal, and he's going to face Cormier at light heavyweight, which, you know, good for Cormier. He didn't, all that weight cut and all that training didn't go to waste. But what's your take on I guess, Rashad pulling out and then the opponent that they're giving Daniel instead?
Well, I know you don't like Rashad, and I'm not a huge fan either. This is a legit injury, though. They're saying he perhaps will need surgery in the near future. So I'm bummed about that. I'm happy they found an opponent for Cormier. But Patrick Cummins, no disrespect to him, they're kind of setting him up to get destroyed. I would love to see an upset win for Cummins. As I mentioned to you before we came on, I hope they're paying this guy the same money they paid Latifi when Latifi stepped in for Alexander Gustafsson to fight Gegard Mousasi back when they were in Sweden. Similar situation where Gustafsson got hurt weeks before the fight and Mousasi was left without an opponent. But the fight card, this is one that I would be okay missing. Rousey and McMahon, of course I want to see that just because I want to see Rousey lose. And then the only other fight that I'm really kind of excited about is Rory McDonald and Damian Maia. Other than that, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't care too much for the fight card. Basically, Cormier, I want to see Cormier. I just love watching Cormier fight, regardless of who he's fighting. Rousey McMahon, obviously, yeah, I want to see Rousey lose. The prelim fight, Alexis Davis, Jessica Ai, to me, is probably going to be the best fight on this card. That's the one I'm more excited to see, or I should say really the only one I'm excited to see. I just want to watch Cormier win. And like, I agree with you. I kind of think that Patrick Cummins is walking into a slaughter here. But
We both agreed that Cormier would probably beat Rashad Evans probably 9 times out of 10.
I'd say a solid 12 times out of 10, but...
That would be a more interesting fight, of course, than the Patrick Cummins fight. But you never know with newcomers. He could put on a great show. And people have to remember, this is Cormier's first time at light heavyweight, so we don't know what type of Cormier we're going to see. Of course, with him being an Olympic gold medalist, I'm going to assume he's in really good shape and he's ready to go.
Yeah. It's going to be, I don't know, man. I think it's another UFC watered-down event, but there's some potential good fights on this card, man. We'll see what happens, though. But like I said, I think the Alexis Davis Jessica Ai fight is really going to be really a great fight. And I don't know, man. I just want to see Cormier destroy whoever he's got to destroy, so that he can step in the cage with Jones. You know, then again, Jones has Glover coming up, so who knows what happens there. But if by chance Jones wins that fight, I do want to see Cormier destroy Jones. But anyways, that's enough UFC talk on this show. That's not what we're about. I was just intrigued by this Cormier situation. I'm a big fan of his. I've liked watching him fight. Seen his last few fights, and he's a beast, man. And I was really looking forward to seeing this light heavyweight debut against Rashad. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. But
you know, I had to. You asked me about the Cormier fight. You know, I had to turn it into an analysis of the entire fight card. You can't do that to me, Matthew. You give me a fight, I'm going to pick it apart, and then I'm going to go through the rest of the fight card. So I apologize.
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's fine. We can give UFC a couple minutes here or there, but with like a 5-minute cap on the UFC. So the XFC International 1 went down this past weekend. In Sao Paulo, Brazil, and it was a big-time success, man. Obviously, Dave Corshane was forced out of the main event with a injury. Thiago Miller versus Clay French, and Miller wins via TKO. We got Fernando Vieira versus Marque Rojo. He wins. Vieira wins Submission Americana. Silviana Guarez versus Bianca Diamoni. Guarez wins via armbar. Just a great night of fights down there in Sao Paulo in the beginning of something very, very good for the XFC moving into their international scene.
And as we mentioned last week, a ton of countries represented on this fight card. And I think that's what that was their aim, to kind of get the different nations battling each other, kind of like what John Prisco said with soccer, how it is down there. And even though French had to step up and fight Minu, it was still a good main event. And I just want to point out the Brazilians went 7 wins, 3 losses. So they definitely represented down there.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. I don't know. I still think Brazilians are the best in the sport, but it's just my opinion. I don't know. I think the birthplace of the sport is still very, very well represented. I would like to see more of a Gracie presence in today's MMA, just as a Gracie fan. But the Brazil is very well represented throughout MMA, and I love seeing it because the Brazilian fighters just, I think, bring a whole nother level to the cage, but. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and jump behind the scenes and give Sean Hollis a call. We're going to get rolling with him. A couple minutes into the interview, Spencer will jump behind and give Jason Fan a call, and then we'll get rolling with the two guys for a couple minutes, talk about their upcoming fight, and we'll see what happens. So, Spencer, go ahead and take over. I'll be back.
All righty. As Matthew said earlier, you never know what you're going to get with these double interviews. We've had, I think, 3 in the past. One kind of went all over the place. The other two were really good, so definitely want to stick around and listen to folks. You don't want to miss that. Also this weekend, I know Matthew said we don't give too much time to fighting championship, but there is a fight card this weekend, UFC Fight Night 36, which is going to be in Brazil, just like the XFC was. Lyoto Machida versus Gegard Mousasi is the main event. Francis Carmona versus Ronaldo Jacare Souza is the co-main event. That's one to check out. But before that, Cage Warrior 64, that can be streamed online if you want to check that one out. That is going to be Friday. Tomorrow, 4 p.m., James Pennington versus Corey Tate. That is the main event. Cage Warriors is returning, so that's definitely one. Another one to be excited about. No fights on Access TV. I've been a little bit disappointed. I know they have Legacy FC 28 coming up in 2 weeks, but I've been Access TV list with fights. I know Lion Fights was the week before, but that's Muay Thai. They need to step it up with their MMA. I know they'll definitely come through with that. The MFC announced this week an opponent for Anthony Burshak. Definitely excited about this. MFC 40 is going down on May 9th. Sam Alvey is going to be defending his belt, as I mentioned, Anthony Burshak. And I believe Kurt Southern is going to be fighting for a belt as well. But
your nightmares
Burshak
are going to come true. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, Burshak's defending his belt against Kevin Kroom at MFC 40. That's a ways away, but they announced that this week. So we'll definitely have to get Burshak back on here. He was on before, and he's a great interview.
Oh, definitely. We got to get Burshak on. In the meantime, we are joined by Sean Nightmare Hollis. We bring him in now. Sean, how are you doing, sir?
I'm great, man. You got me up past my bedtime. I'm not too happy about this. I mean, I should be asleep right now. You guys are real zombies, man. I told you, I don't do zombie hours or vampire hours.
I know. And I appreciate that, sir.
I'm calling Nightmare for a reason. I'm supposed to be, like, roaming in people's minds right now as they're asleep. But I can't because you guys got me on the damn radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but our radio show is that much better by having you here, sir.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. So you how have things been going, and how are you preparing for this upcoming fight?
Things have been going great, man. You know, I was having a solid fight camp over at Gracie Temple South, where I originally was a member of, and you know, just recently I had to separate from them, and I'm looking at another gym right now. But I'm still getting my training in. Don't get it twisted. I'm still getting my training in. I got several places that I'm going to get my sparring in. I'm getting my conditioning in really good. So everything is still on pace. But come Monday, I'll be at another camp with another team, and you know, still have probably the same that you know have the similar philosophies, but just different styles of training. And then I'll go from there. But as far as how I feel, I'm feeling great right now. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get in there. You know, represent Tampa and do what I got to do, man, to bring the victory home, man.
Right on, man. And yeah, you like as you were saying, you know, you've trained with some of the best teams here in Tampa. You know, you've trained with Banks, which has had a very, very successful team of fighters. You've trained there at Gracie Tampa South for a while. I have to imagine that wherever you find your home next, man, it's just going to continue to be part of great teams. You seem to find your way with great people and surround yourself by good people, man. So I hope that goes well and you're able to get yourself in somewhere that's going to keep progressing you your career and getting you farther and farther in the sport.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I mean, it's in this sport, you know, it's a thing that I've noticed about egos, man. Egos, you know, egos and pride has plagued a lot of great minds of the sport, man. And you know, sometimes relationships don't last, you know, and we're all men, you know, but sometimes relationships just don't last. Things happen for a reason, and things tend to last only for a season. So, you know, I have to, like, you know, find my way and do what I have to do and stay afloat, man, and keep pressing. But other than that, you know, nightmare is going to be nightmare regardless, man. You know, I'm not going to have any excuses come fight night. And like I said, I'll be 100%, and I'll do what I got to do, man, to bring the victory home, man. That's really all I'm focused on right now.
Right on, man. All right, so now we are going to be joined by your opponent, Jason Phan. Sean Hollis, Jason Phan, fighting at RFC 30 Turf Wars, February 28th, Tampa, Florida. Jason, welcome.
Man, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You got it, man. Now, I want to start off with what I think is the obvious fact here. Both of you gentlemen are coming off of losses against Ronnie the Pit Phillips. Jason, yours at RFC 28, and Sean, yours at RFC 29. I want to take each of yours' opinion on what you're going to take away from the fight against Ronnie in order to fight each other. Jason, why don't you go ahead and go first. What are you going to take away from that fight against Ronnie, and how are you going to apply it towards your fight with Sean?
I mean, you know, my fight against Ronnie is in the past. It's done and over with. Every loss is a learning experience. Sean is a totally different opponent. He's a totally different person. It's a totally different situation. So the only thing that I'm going to take into it from the old fight is, you know, basically that chip on my shoulder and the fuel that I've been having since I lost, and that's, you know, the fact that I lost. You know, so it's definitely some retribution. It was my last fight. I'm definitely trying to get back in there and definitely show off some more of my skills and, you know, get that W.
Right, right. And Sean, same question for you, sir.
I can't really take anything from that fight, but what I did learn that you can allow, which I've already known, you can allow you know, you can't allow it to lose your psyche while you're in a cage. You can't allow emotions to overwhelm you and you know, pretty much go haywire. You got to stay calm, relaxed, at the same time be, you know, aggressively forceful moving forward. I don't make any excuses for my loss. Like, you know, I respect what he just said. You know, that fight is a loss is a loss. You know, you learn from it, you move on. So all I can take from that fight is to know that you can't, you know, lose your cool at any given point of the fight, you know, and that's what happened with me. But again, I don't take anything from another great fighter such as Ronnie. He's a great up-and-coming 205er, and, you know, he's definitely going to do a lot of things big in the sport, man. I look forward to seeing him again soon. I definitely want to see him again soon. But,
yeah, you and me both.
Other than that, you know what I mean, I don't take anything away from his win. I think it would be disrespectful as a fighter. You know, I don't have any excuses. So, but moving forward, I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
All right. Now we started talking with Sean a couple minutes before. Jason, as we brought you in, I want to give you a minute, man. Tell us a little bit about where you fight out of, and your team. Just give a shout out to your team and where you fight out of, man.
Yeah, my squad right now is on, you know, PFC, Pierce Fighting Systems. I'm under Coach Don Thompson out here in Indiana, Richmond, Indiana. I'm originally from Newport News, Virginia. That's my hometown. Shout out VA Stand Up. But, You know, I've been doing martial arts basically my whole life. I started out, you know, doing Muay Thai under my brother, Crew Rob Hendry, just training, you know, all through, you know, Southeastern Virginia. You know, my story, just like any other fighter story, you know what I'm saying, coming up, you know, hard life in the hood, whatever, and, you know, in and out of trouble, and fighting was the outlet. You know, you've heard that 1,000 times. You know, so basically, you know, all I do, you know, fighting is basically, you know, the best way I can express myself, and, you know, it's probably the best thing that I'm good at in life. So, you know, after all the hard work and everything I've put in, you know, it's good to finally be getting a paycheck for doing what I love to do. And, you know, it's basically all it is, you know, this sport. Anybody that's in this sport, they're in it for their own reason. You know, my reason is, you know, to represent myself, my team, my family. And, you know, I think Chael Sonnen said it the best. It's about the applause of an audience and a paycheck. So, you know, that's basically me in a nutshell. You know, my nickname is The Problem. That's what they call me because, you know, that's what I try to pose for a lot of my opponents. You know, that's what this game is about. Pose as many problems for your opponent and see if they can solve it. If you can't, then, you know, my hand will be raised at the end of the night.
Right on. Now I want to ask each of you guys is another question. I guess it's just when you're doing double interviews, I like to always ask both guys the same thing just to kind of get the two different mindsets on what it is. I won't ask you guys anything about your personal game plan because I got too much respect for fighters to ask that because I know that no fighter is going to divvy out their game plan. But what I want to know what each of you guys are expecting to see from each other. So, Sean, why don't you go ahead and go first, man. What are you expecting to see from Jason?
I mean, I'm expecting to see a hungry fighter to come in, man, and, you know, who's not going to, you know, I think he's going to be hungry. He just lost, just like I did to come up a loss. I'm definitely hungry for a victory, man. I'm coming 100%. I think he's going to come 100%. I hope he comes 100%. I don't think he's going to bring any excuses as a professional. That's basically it, man. I'm looking for him to just be 100%. I'm looking for him to be aggressive. I know he likes to come out starting out aggressive. He's a Thai guy. So I'm looking for that. That's what I like to do. I like to stand up myself. And if he wants to stand up, we can stand up. If he wants to go to the ground, we can go to the ground. If he wants to wrestle, we can wrestle. Clinch, whatever he wants to do, we'll do it. So I'm going to be prepared for every angle and every situation of the fight. You know what I mean? I'm going to be ready for all of that. So whatever he wants to bring, I'll be ready for it. And I'm pretty sure he'll be ready for me too. So we'll see how it goes, man.
And Jason, same question to you, sir.
I mean, you know, I've studied, you know what I'm saying, Sean. I've studied a few of his fights, you know what I'm saying. I like his style. You know what I'm saying, he's real cerebral in the cage. I see that. He's a thinker. You know, and those guys, everybody knows that those guys are dangerous. You know, Sean, in the cage, I mean, anybody that's seen me fight, they know I'm a little bit more high-strung, and I've been working on that. Sean is in there like a robot, and those are the guys that you have to worry about because it doesn't matter if you hurt him. It doesn't matter if you frustrate him. He's going to stick to his game plan. I'm looking for a lot of intensity, you know. Yeah, you know, it's no secret. Jason the Problem fan likes to bang. I like to stand up. I'm a Thai guy. You know, I'm a striker, but I'm a mixed martial artist above everything. So I'm a fight wherever the fight tries to take place. He has a game plan that he's going to try to establish, and I have a game plan that I'm going to try to establish. I'm sure he's going to come out there with a real well-thought-out game plan because, like I said, you know, he's a cerebral fighter, and I'm going to come in here and do what I do best, you know. So it is definitely going to be a war. Like, I'm really looking forward to this fight. It's an honor to fight him. It's an honor to fight for RFC. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm expecting a lot of violence, you know what I'm saying, as usual. I'm expecting it to be real, real, real intense. I mean, that's exactly what I'm trying to bring into the cage. And, you know, from what I see from Sean, that's exactly what he's going to bring to the cage. You know, it's going to be kind of like fire and ice. We're going to see who wins.
Yeah, right on, man. You guys are both big dudes. You guys are both ferocious dudes. As you said, man, this is going to be a lot of violence. It's going to be a great fight. Could very well be a top contender for fight of the night because I can imagine that when you guys get in there and those cage doors lock, you guys are just going to bang and go at it. And it's going to be a great night of fights, man. Before we let you guys get out of here, give each of you guys opportunities to give shout-outs to your sponsors and your fight teams. Sean, why don't you go ahead and go first, sir?
Yes, sir. I would definitely want to give a shout-out to my main title sponsor, Toughnet, that specializes in sports injury-related products. The logo, the brand is We're Fighting Hurts, Get Over It. And CEO, Dan Green. Shout out to my boy Dan Green, the CEO and sponsor. Also, I want to give a shout out to Natural Fuel Energy, or No Freaking Excuses, Warrior Supplements. They love, they keep me in shape, keep me strong, keep me focused, keep me going, definitely. And last but not least, I want to give a shout out to my loved one, my fiance, Misha Ann Martin. She's my main sponsor, so I definitely want to give her a shout out. And that's about it, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about my other sponsor at Fitness Tech. I'm so sorry. I forgot about my sponsor at Fitness Tech, which is a muscle activation therapist, and they keep me very, very good in shape also, man, with muscle activation therapy here in Tampa,
Florida.
Right
on, Sean. Right on, man. And the same for you, Jason. Why don't you go ahead and give shout-outs?
All right. Well, I'm a blue-collar fighter, so I'm my own sponsor, me, and I got to shout my girlfriend out, Kendra Taylor. She's definitely always behind me with everything. And, of course, my squad, you know, Don Thompson, Joe Pierce, all the guys that I train with down here. My brother, my big brother, Karu Rob Hendry, Fighting Spirit Muay Thai, taught me everything I know, you know. And every time I step into the cage, it's in the back of my head to honor him. So I definitely got to send him a shout-out up there in Bay City, Michigan. My whole family back in VA, Hampton, Stand Up, 757. All my old training partners, shout-out to my boy Keith Bell, Bobby Sacco. Bobby Sacco definitely gets a shout-out because he's the one that hooked me up with RSC. Shout-out to Joe Valdez and everybody else. And definitely shout-out to y'all. Thanks for having me on the show. Like, for real, it's definitely a great experience for me.
You got it. And one last thing, parting words, last thing that you would want to say to each other. Jason, why don't you go ahead and go first, man?
Hey, Sean, you already know, man. Just bring the ruckus on me because I am.
Sean.
Yes, sir. Same to you, man. Same to you. I wish you well in your camp, man. Stay safe, stay healthy. And I look forward to seeing you fight night, man.
Look forward to seeing you too, man. I'll meet you in the cage.
Yes, sir.
Thank you both very much, guys. The utmost respect and professionalism from both of you gentlemen, man. Looking forward to seeing it. That fight's going down February 28th at the A La Carte Pavilion, Tampa, Florida, RFC 30 Turf Wars. You will see Sean and Jason stepping in that cage of light heavyweight. You guys have a great night. And a nightmare, go ahead and get to bed, man. I'm sorry for keeping you up.
All right, thank y'all guys, man.
You have a great night. Right on, man. That is Sean Nightmare Hollis and Jason Phan going at it February 28th in RFC 30. Got to say, it was real smooth. You know, you never know what you're going to get from these double interviews. You never know if you're going to have guys going at it. You know, we have the Bobby Tucker, Tony Murphy interview. And then we've got the opposite end of the spectrum here with Sean and Jason, both just very, very professional and very, very respectful towards each other and towards the opportunity ahead of them.
Yeah, but don't get that mistaken. They're going to go in there and they're going to be swinging for the fences. It's going to be a hell of a fight. And Matthew gets a front row seat to it, so you guys should get out there as well.
Yeah, let me say right now. As you said, very respectful professional right now, but when those cage doors lock, those guys are going to be ripping each other's heads off. So I love the way Jason said it, man. It's going to be violent, so, and that's definitely what you want to see, man. You want to see that violence, so that's what the fighting's all about. Leave it in the cage. In my opinion, show respect, show professionalism outside of that cage, but when the cage doors lock, rip each other's head off, man. So that is what MMA is about. So just want to thank both of those guys for being on the show tonight and doing that. And thanks to Chris, Joe, and the team over at the RFC for working with us on setting up these interviews. So we'll be doing that again. Next week, I do believe we'll be joined by Mr. Big Boy himself. We'll see what we got. But I think Mr. Chris Big Boy is going to resurrect from the dead, arise out of the hospital room, and he'll come join us on the show next week. So, all right, moving on. What we got here? We want to thank our listeners, whoever. We got people listening out there. We got a couple people that have been on the lines here holding and listening to. So we appreciate that very much. We see you guys there, and we just thank you so much for listening and supporting us. I want to give a nice shout-out. I'll say yesterday real quick. Yesterday was my girlfriend's birthday, so belated happy birthday to her. It's unfortunate for her that my show is the day after her birthday, and I wasn't on here last week. But I love her very much, and happy birthday. We had fun last night. Went out with my sister and her boyfriend, and had fun, drank some beers, ate some good food, and we're drinking a lot more of those beers this weekend for my birthday. So,
got close birthdays. going to be celebrating all week.
Yeah, man, it's kind of a it's like a rough week. I got to like save up all year for this week. We got her birthday, of course. We got Valentine's Day tomorrow, and then she gets to spend all of her hard earned money on me on Sunday. So, but anyways, do want to give another special shout out, happy birthday to the wonderful Caitlin Mijo Kelly. It was her birthday today, and just want to say happy birthday to her. She's one of my favorite kids in the sport. She's an awesome girl. I've been a big fan of hers every day, other than the day where she kicked me in the jaw. that might have been the most painful day of my entire life. But other than that, I love that kid. She's such a good kid, and she's got an awesome family support behind her. And I just hope she had a really good birthday today. I don't know for sure, but I want to say it was her 9th or 10th birthday. And she's just doing great things as a future fighter of the sport, and just she's a great young champion. And just a very awesome kid. So happy birthday to her, and I hope she had a good day. All right, so moving on. I want to say I caught this when with Dennis Abi was on the phone with us, and then again Jason mentioned it. These guys, and we've talked with guys before. Chris Big Boy is another one who, when you hear his story and stuff, these guys kind of have rough upbringings. They get into a lot of stuff growing up, and you hear it time and time again from guys that MMA kind of saves their life. You know. People don't think of cage fighting as much. They don't think of it as much more than a barbaric. That just people getting out there and slaughtering each other. But it's much more than that. And I'm a huge believer in that. I'm a huge advocate for the fact that MMA is much more than just cage fighting. MMA is an outlet. MMA is a way for somebody to turn around their life. You know, you can't exactly walk into playing professional basketball or walk into playing professional football. Or any of those sports right there that involve – those sports involve a lifetime of practice and perfection of that art in order to get anywhere with it. Whereas MMA is where anybody at any age can get into it if they dedicate themselves, if they work hard enough, and if they have the true focus and determination and heart. Ultimately, it all comes down to the heart. But if they possess that and they really work and do their best to get out there and be the best at that craft – it is by far the greatest sport for turning somebody's life around, and I am a full believer in that. As Big Boy saying, it's a lifestyle. It's more than just a sport. It's more than just something you do. You know, it's something you live. And if you really dedicate yourself and stuff, you can truly turn your life around and put your life on the right track with MMA. And I love hearing from guys, from fighters, guys, girls, fighters, promoters. It doesn't matter. People that are involved in the sport that have had their life turned around by the sport, and I love hearing that. So I wish great things for Jason, for Donna Sabe, for my dude Big Boy, and all these people that have had, you know, gone through whatever in their life and found MMA and have turned everything around and are kind of you know, making changes and stuff. You know, I'll go on all night with this, but MMA is a beautiful sport, man, and it's more than just a sport. And exactly like Big Boy said, it's a lifestyle, and it really it can save your life. It can save people's life, man.
Yeah, and that's the truth. It's another beautiful aspect of the sport. It's why we love it so much, among other things, but it gives back.
Yeah, man, it absolutely does. So, great interview from those two guys, man. Looking forward to it. I just can't wait, man. I really wish, like, I don't know, dude, you need to figure out some way to be here that weekend. I don't know how you start hiking or something. You probably can't even get out of Ohio right now. Probably the airports are probably shut down right now like they are everywhere else in the country.
Hey, it is actually heating up. It was 30 degrees today, and everybody thought it was springtime.
Well, I've heard from most places around the country, everything's shut down. They're having these massive blizzards, and so I guess you're lucky. Well, you need to figure it out, man. You need to get yourself down here for that weekend. Be next to me at cage side at these fights. It's going to be a great day of fights. March 1st, WCFL 8, man. I couldn't be more excited for that. I'm getting the nod. I'm getting the commentating for the full fight card. And they're going to let me take the lead, let me get out there and kind of practice that craft. I got to start doing it. I did it at the last WCFL event. And I did it for, like, the last 6 fights, and they're going to let me go the whole fight card this time, and I'm pumped, man. I'm ready to take that to the next level. And I found a true – writing's my passion, you know, journalism, writing, that's my passion. I love doing it. But sitting down there and commentating, calling live fights, man, getting to do that was awesome. And I got such great experience, even though I had never done it before. I've been listening to Mike Goldberg for years, so I know exactly what not to say and what not to sound like in order to be successful, so I don't sound like a raving idiot.
True. That is very true. Yeah. He's going to choke him out with an arm bar. He's going to choke him out with an arm bar.
Choke him out. I'll never forget the choke him out with the Kimura. He's choking him out with the Kimura. Like, I didn't know that there was a way to choke somebody out with a Kimura. That's what it was. It was choke him out with a Kimura. Who knows? Maybe he said it before, but Joe Rogan's gotten really good at calling him on it and being like, Mike, you sound like an idiot. But Joe Rogan, to me, like, and I don't know where it came from, but Joe Rogan was the goofball on the news radio or whatever that nighttime TV show was, and then he was the goofy host of Fear Factor, and before you know it, he's calling UFC fights, and the dude's a freaking jiu-jitsu black belt. I'm like, yo, what just happened here? How did the guy telling people to eat cow testicles just become a jiu-jitsu black belt? But he put in the work, he put in the time, and the dude is amazing. I love hearing Joe Rogan call fights. I love hearing his cage side commentary. I just wish Mike Goldberg would shut up and they would move on from that. Bring back Jim Brown or bring Bill Goldberg. Just get Mike Goldberg out of there.
And speaking of play-by-play announcers for MMA events, Jimmy Smith from Bellator. I know Mike Goldberg's probably one of the worst. Jimmy Smith is very knowledgeable about the sport and everything, but sometimes just makes the most inappropriate comments, especially towards the ring girls for Bellator. But Jimmy Smith signed a five-year deal with Bellator, so you're going to be hearing his voice for five more years. I don't mind him. He's kind of in and out.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just there was a few times there where I was like, I can't believe he said that on Spike TV of all places.
Well, that's the thing, though. With Spike TV, you kind of like that stuff can pass on Spike TV, though. You know, like, that's what Spike TV is geared towards. Like, I've never had any issues with the guys, with the Bellator guys. I do remember Jimmy Smith saying some choice things about War Machine's girl, Christy Mack. I do remember that saying some stuff there, and me thinking, dear God, this is going on TV right now. But, yeah, I got no issues with them. They're good, man. Chiavello, he's the bomb. He's probably one of the best out there. Boss Rutten, man, just love hearing Boss Rutten. I love anything Boss Rutten has to say. And so there's a lot of good teams out there, man. I just think the UFC, and I guess they're just like, I don't know, bring in Jim Ross from WWF or something, man. I'd rather hear Jim Ross out there hearing how, oh, he's ripped in half. He's slaughtering him. I'd rather hear that old stuff. Bring in Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler or something and talking about people being ripped in half and the puppies. I miss those days. That was some good WWF back then, man. Those days are long gone. But anyways, yeah, Goldberg's a goof, and so I'm just going to do everything the opposite of how Goldberg does things, and who knows, maybe I'll have some success at commentating. It was never really a thought of mine, never really a passion, but getting to sit down there and do those fights at WCFL 7, man, it just kind of like, I don't know, dude, it was like a natural high. It was awesome. So I'm looking forward to calling the fights at WCFL 8. With that said, I think we're going to go ahead and jump in with our first guest from WCFL 8. Let me go ahead and get behind the scenes, give him a call. We're going to talk to Martin Vergara out of World Class Martial Arts. He'll be defending his 185-pound title. So let me go ahead and jump back into the screening room here and give Martin a call. So, Spencer, go ahead and take over, my friend.
All righty, folks. My Matthew gets him on the line. So let it bring up a serious issue that we kind of dealt with in the world of MMA this past week. Tyler Manawara from Team New Zealand on The Ultimate Fighter. If you haven't been watching that, the Tough Nation show, you can watch it on, I believe, Fox Sports 1. I don't know. They have so many Ultimate Fighters now. Made a very, very racist post years ago. I believe it was 18 months ago when he was still young, 17. He's still a young fighter, undefeated. It's coming back and haunting him. He's, no matter how good he does on the show, he's not going to be fighting in the UFC because of this picture. It just goes to show you what you put on the internet, what you say is going to be there forever. You don't know if it's going to come back and bite you in the butt. I know this was 18 months ago. He was, I guess, young, naive, but that's not an excuse. You can't do stuff like that. It's unfortunate. He's a great fighter. I was talking with Lapati the other day. He'll definitely get picked up by somebody, hopefully the ONE FC, since he's over on that side of the world. I'd love to see him fight again. I personally don't think he is a bad character. I just think he made a mistake. But there's no excuse for it. It's very unfortunate. He was one of the better guys on that season. I think everybody and their mother had him picked to win. And now he will not get that opportunity because of what he said or what he posted. And it's just unfortunate. And Matthew's still going back there, so while he's trying to get him on the line, I'm going to play an ad for Intimidation Clothing.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
And speaking of Intimidation Clothing, they were a sponsor of RFO Mansfield Mayhem 14. Got me a new shirt there. Brian, the Predator Rogers shirt, one of the last ones up there. Of course, they have new Brian Rogers shirts.
I'm back.
Of course. There you are. I was wondering when you were going to come back. We're talking about the Intimidation shirt.
I hit the wrong button, and it was calling him twice on the same line, and it was, like, all screwed up, so I had to start over again. But anyways, we're joined live now by Martin Vergara out of World Class Martial Arts here in Tampa, Florida. And, Martin, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great. I had a hard day of training, and I feel fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, you got to do. Listen, Martin is going to be defending his 185-pound title at WCFL 8 on March 1st in Tampa, Florida. Fighting, I'm drawing a blank on your opponent's name, man.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Whoever to put in front of me.
Right on, man. You had an original opponent. That opponent, some issues there. I'm not going to go into that. But they get you a new opponent. They save the fight, which is awesome because I was really looking forward to seeing you go to war, man. How are you feeling, and what are you? How are you feeling towards WCFLA coming March 1st? Only a couple weeks away now.
Oh, I feel great, man. I mean, I feel fantastic. Been training harder than ever. Getting the gold is the easy part. Defending it, that's the challenge. And I'm ready for that challenge, and I'm ready to prove to the world what I can do. March 1st, WCFL 8.
Right on, man. Now, you've got an awesome fight team. I've actually come down and had the chance to roll with these guys once in a while. I don't know if there's a team full of guys in this area that are as at the level that you guys are at World Class. How does that help you get ready for fights, and how does that help you to be at the next level when you step in the cage?
Well, with my team, we only have one thing in mind. No matter what goes on, all we think about is winning. And we have respect for every team out there in Florida, but with our coaching staff, if you look at our fighters, Luis Siqueira, the 155 dropping to 145 champ, 5-0, Ivan Angry Bird de Valle fights pro February 28th for RFC. He's 2-0 pro, went 5-0 amateur. Me and myself, 5-2 as an amateur, fought six guys with winning records. Jason Hodge, 4-0. Blake Smith, 3-1. You know, we produce winners there at WCMA.
Right on, man. Now, how's the fight camp been going? And I already asked you how you're feeling, but how's the fight camp been going?
Fight camp's been awesome, man. I mean, we have the coaching staff with Rafael Garcia leading us and giving us his knowledge. He's been in the fight scene his whole life. We have Coach Cliff with our wrestling, working my boxing, working some of the guys' boxing. We have Steve Roman with strength and conditioning. We just have a great staff there, and they're doing their best. 100% credit to them for all our success.
Right on, man. Now, when you first heard that the original fight wasn't going to happen, what was the mindset, and did you think they were going to be able to find you a replacement?
I wasn't really bummed out, to be honest with you, because I already beat this guy. I was supposed to fight Brad Taylor, who is on that show that I don't watch, Axeman, and I already beat him once, so beating him again wasn't really going to do anything for me. I want a different challenge. I'm glad someone did accept the fight. And like I said, I don't pay attention to who they put in front of me. my goal is to win no matter what. I have my game plan no matter what. And come March 1st, you know, that's another win for me.
Now, how has your weight cut been going for you so far?
It's been pretty good. My last one, I was on the money. This one's going good. On the same track as the last one. So by being on the same track, I believe that I should have the same result. And like I said, I was on the money with the last one. When I won the 185-pound title, I felt great that night. Went from 185, rehydrated myself. The night of the fight, I was 207. So you do the math on the weight cut. And but it proved to that I was a bigger, stronger guy that fight, and that's what gave me that 185-pound WCFL championship.
Right on, man. And now how are you feeling about, like you mentioned your team, man. You mentioned that's a busy weekend for World Class Martial Arts. What do you expect that the World Class Martial Arts team is going to show Tampa Bay that weekend?
Like we've done before on previous WCFL shows. And like we're going to do March 1st and February 28th that weekend. We're going to make a statement. We're going to just add exclamation points on what people already know, that we are the best team around, you know, that we train hard, we fight to win. And everyone should think their team is the best. If not, then you're fighting for the wrong team. So, and I strongly believe we have the youngest, hungriest fighters out there.
Right on, man. That's awesome, dude. Now, as someone who's been on a couple WCFL cards and seen the probably one of the most professional shows for an amateur event anywhere around, how has that experience been for you to be able to fight for them a couple times and see the great success that they've had?
Man, I've heard pro fighters in the back in the locker room tell me that they wish they were amateur again so they could have fought for WCFL. I mean, they treat us like, I mean, what's next for us, UFC? These guys got it from the production to the sponsorships to the locker rooms to the venues to the fans, best fans in the world. They do everything right. They look out for their fighters. I have nothing bad to say. That's why I am fighting for the WCFL and not really anybody else because they spoil us.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, listen, dude, I'm expecting to see some big things, man. I've seen you fight a couple times before, and I really thought the fight with Joe Carrier was probably one of the best AMI fights in the state's history. Just a phenomenal battle. And you guys the fact that you guys walked out of the cage really surprised me because I felt like you guys were both going to be getting carried out of there because of the amount of heart and the amount of fights that you guys put out in that cage. It was just amazing. And so from that day, I've been a fan, man, and just really been excited to see more stuff from you, so I'm looking forward to this. Glad that they could find you a fight, glad they were able to get you an opponent, save the fight, and I think it's going to be cool to see you walk out of there with that 185-pound title again, dude.
Thank you, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you, too, and I'm looking forward to showing everybody what I got March 1st and definitely defending the title that I own. Thank you very much for having me, man.
Not a problem, man. Before we let you go, any shout-outs or sponsors that you have that you'd like to give thanks
yes,
to?
Yes, definitely. Shout-out to my number one sponsor, Jesus Christ. My family, love everyone. My sponsors, Jimmy Butler, powered by Jimmy Butler. Joe and Talon, my two other main sponsors. And just all the fans, everyone out there, I'm ready.
And right on, man.
I'm just ready to put on a show for you guys.
Right on, man. Well, listen, Martin, thank you very much for joining us, dude. You have a great night, man. We appreciate you being on with us.
Thank you very much, man. You have a good night, too, brother. Take care.
All right, man. We'll see you down there in a couple weeks.
Have a good night. Bye.
All right, man. That's Martin Vergara. Dude is to the point, man. Straight and to the point. Very, very confident. Very very determined. Very focused. And that's awesome. You know, it's awesome. I like to try and pick with the fighters sometimes and get kind of get into their psyche, try and figure them out, man. But some of these guys, they're so focused, they're so determined, and they've got such a strong wall up that they don't let you in, man. And he's to the point, very political and very, 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 very professional in the way he said it, man. I like to sometimes hear some trash talk. I'm not big on trash talk, but sometimes I want to hear, I want to get into a guy's head and figure them out. But that dude's ready to go, man. That dude's, like, ready to fight right now.
If you were face-to-face, he'd probably try to fight you.
I would hope not. I would be in some serious trouble. The last thing I want is Martin Vergara trying to fight me. That dude is a beast. Like I said, man, no joke. That fight, and you can see it on YouTube. All the WCFL's events are on YouTube. All the fights are there on their Facebook, on their YouTube page. It's on the World Class Fight League. That fight with Joe Career, I want to say WCFL 5, 4 or 5, just nasty, man. It was just such a great fight. I really thought Martin won that fight. The fight went to Career by, I believe, a split decision. And I don't know. I saw it as a fight for Martin. I really thought he had that fight. But great fight. He came back. He won his last event. I believe it was WCFL 7 he just fought at. And looking forward to seeing him fight again. Glad they got him opponent at WCFL. And Ralph Garcia is one of the best matchmakers around. Does a great job. I got to say, Florida's got some of the best matchmakers anywhere, man. We got I'm drawing blanks now. Richard Cox, who does the fight matchmaking for Combat Night. Mike Yanez has done a great job with Wesley Chappell Fight Night. Ralph Garcia always does a great job. Big Boy does a great job matching fights for the RFC, for the AFC. AFC MMA is going to have a great fight card coming up on March 8th. They're calling that the Battle of the Titles, or Battle for the Titles, I believe. They're looking to be somewhere of 3 to 5 title fights on that card, having a lot of big names on that fight card. I know Oleg stepping in the cage, Oleg Koronavsky out of Dark Side, Mike D'Angelo of D'Angelo MMA is going to be fighting on that card. I believe Mike D'Angelo and Merk Money Jones is fighting. That right there is going to be a sick fight. I'm just spitting out the top of my head what I can remember, but it's going to be a phenomenal night of fights out there, and that's going to be at the All Sports Arena March 8th, so be excited to be there. Was unfortunate, unable to be at the last event, and but I will be at March 8th. I'm not missing that event, and I got enough crap from Big Boy last time, I hated missing those fights, but I was committed to being at another event that night, and sometimes there's just not enough. There's not enough of Matthew. There needs to be more Matthews to go around so I can get to all these fights. The world would just be a better place too, if there was more Matthews. I don't know. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. Probably everybody who knows me would disagree. I think one Matthew is more than enough. But anyways,
as far as covering MMA events, why don't we just work on the time machine or the portal before we start
transportation, man, or teleportation. Teleportation. That's it. Teleportation. All right, so what are we going to do now? We're going to, I guess, well, let's go ahead and get in with Jeremy Davis. Why don't you go ahead and jump behind the scenes and give Jeremy a call? I'm going to run a couple ads real quick. Let's pay for our sponsors, or let's let our sponsors get in here and tell you a little bit about themselves. Here we go.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Pro-Am Championship belts, who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championship, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing. If you need championship belts, check them out. Pro-Am Championship Belts, ProAmBelts.com. Look them up on Facebook, Pro-Am Belts. Trust me, nothing says cool like Pro-Am Championship Belts.
I love that Pro-Am Belts commercial. It's like the mixture of a boxing ring announcer and a car salesman. I don't know if I'm getting ready to watch a fight or getting ready to be sold a car. But anyways, yeah, those are a couple of our great sponsors. And from that, we're going to go ahead and jump in. We got Jeremy the Beast Davis with us. So, Jeremy, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Doing good, fellas. Doing good.
All right, man. So, Jeremy, you got a big fight coming up. WCFL 8, March 1st, Tampa, Florida. You're fighting at 155 pounds against, I believe, Jonathan Davila, if I'm not mistaken. How are you feeling about that fight, and how have things been going since your last fight?
Things are actually going good. Since the last fight, you know, I fought for WCFL 7, came out victorious off that fight. Was looking thrilled for another chance to fight with WCFL because they put on a great show every time I've been there, regardless of standby or fighting. I'm preparing for this fight. You know, my opponent dropped out, which was no big deal. I knew I'd get another opponent as soon as possible. This guy, you know, he's a pretty, you know, all-around guy. You know, I don't take nothing from him. And I'm considering it one of the biggest fights of my career, besides when I fought for the AFC title, you know, back, you know, a few months ago. So I'm making this, you know, a big fight, dedication to my dad, who's been gone for about a year now, passed away. So I know that he's proud for the dedication that I'm committing to my career. You know, this is, you know, this is my lifestyle. So I'm looking thrilled for this fight and ready to go.
Right on, man. Now you've been you fight out of Gracie Tampa, Team Bamboo, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Correct.
Now you guys are very busy. You guys have Bamboo's had a lot of guys and a lot of his fighters very busy. You guys have been very successful. I do want to talk off the subject of your fight this weekend. You got Robin Wissman going into the cage, making her debut, man. I got to imagine, as a team, you guys are very excited about that.
Yeah, it's very exciting, actually. It's been going on for a while, just to, you know, see her grow as a fighter, you know, from me just meeting her when I started going there roughly about a year and a half ago to now, and seeing that, you know, she's making her amateur debut, and she's more excited than, you know, a kid in a candy store. And, you know, it's exciting to be her teammate and see her excitement, and to see that she's very confident, and her training is, you know, she's going to showcase it, you know, this Saturday for everybody that her training's hard and that it paid off.
Right on, man. Now this is your, I believe this is your, is this going to be your third fight with the WCFL?
This will be my second.
This will be your second. Now you've been, okay, so being your second fight for them, you've been to a few of the events. What have you seen at their events that are different from some of the other ones that are out there?
Man, I've seen, it's basically, I feel like a pro, actually, when I'm there. You know, from the venue being in a huge ballroom, the fans enjoy it. It actually all starts with weigh-ins. You know, we have the Wing House there who sponsors the event. You know, you have the cameras, you have the media, you have a lot of the attention, you know, surrounding us as amateurs, but at the same time feeling like a pro. Coming fight night, you have your own locker room, you know, you got your music, you have the runway, and it's just full of adrenaline, and you can feel the atmosphere just as you're there just watching a fight or, you know, being in one, and it's an awesome show. I recommend anybody who's never been or ever fought for WCFL that they should fight for them or come out March 1st and enjoy the show.
Absolutely, man. You've had the opportunity to actually fight for pretty much some of the best promotions here in the state. You fought for AFC MMA, you fought for Rival Fight League and WCFL, man. How do you feel that this stuff, that fighting for these great events is preparing you for a future pro career?
I feel like it's, you know, doing big justice for me because, one, you know, I take this very seriously as my career. You know, I came back, took some time off of the MMA career just to get some finance work done. Came back, ended up fighting for an AFC title at 155, won that, went and fought for Rival over in Lakeland with Ross Kellen, who had an awesome card that night. Lucky I didn't come out on top, but I learned. You know, I never consider a loss to me. I learned from everything because the next fight I'm coming prepared. I'm coming mentally and physically prepared. And with WCFL, fighting with them, I just feel like I've grown just from my last fight being with them and getting my name out there through their organization, that it's just put me, you know, out there with sponsors. It's put me out there with pro contracts. So I'm looking forward to what is in my future.
Right on. And now, what are you expecting? What are you expecting to see from your opponent on March 1st?
I'm expecting him to come out, you know, ready to fight. From, you know, I scoped him out a little bit. You know, I don't try to get too into my opponent. I worry about myself because at the end of the day, you know, like Coach Bamboo always puts into our heads, it's not us worrying about them. They need to worry about us. But I believe, you know, he's going to come out, you know, strong fighter. He's going to be a real positive, to be moving a lot. And, you know, my goal is just to stick to my game plan and do what I have to do to get the victory and have my hand raised at the end of the night.
Right on, man. Well, listen, dude, thank you very much for joining us tonight, man. Before I let you go, let me give you a chance to give some shout-outs to your sponsors. And also, where can people find you on social media?
Social media, I have Instagram at Davis Beast Mode. I have tons of followers, which I thank all of them for following me and keeping up with everything. And then on Facebook, I have my own fan page, Jeremy the Beast Davis, and also Jeremy Davis, just the regular Facebook. Everybody can follow me there and keep up with, you know, the social media of fights and, you know, just how things are going. Other than that, sponsors, I want to thank Coach Bamboo and Gracie Temple West for, you know, this training camp has been probably one of my best. Coach Mike with Triumph Fitness, who's my strength and conditioning coach, who gets me ready, prepared. Not just with, you know, being physical and in that aspect, but mentally. My spiritual teacher who gets my mind right and cleared to get these obstacles out the way. And then I want to give a big shout-out to my big sponsor, Iron Jaw Custom Mouth Guards with Ben, my newest sponsor for the awesome mouth guard that I received today. And to Cage Zombies, you know, I appreciate you guys having me on tonight, and I'm ready to, you know, for WCFL 8 and March 1st.
Right on, man. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Jeremy. You have a great night, man, and we'll see you out there March 1st.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Not a problem, dude. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, folks. That's Jeremy the Beast Davis. Dude's ready to go to war, man. Fighting Jonathan Davila for the 155, or fighting him at 155, I should say, on March 1st at WCFL 8. That's going to be Tampa, Florida, the Doubletree West Shore on West, I think it's West Cypress down there in Tampa. Just take the Suncoast to exit. Exit, just past exit 3, you can't miss it. It's right off the Suncoast, right by the airport. Beautiful venue. WCFL was there before. A few events have come through there. You know, USAL was there. Some other former events have been there. It's a real nice venue. They do a great job hosting the MMA fights. So, right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play a song, and then we'll be back. We'll talk a few things, and we'll be joined by Mike Yanez, the owner Highlander MMA, fiance manager of the great Delaney Little Scrappy Owen, and been the matchmaker here for Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5. So we will be talking to him very shortly. So let's play a quick song. We'll take a quick minute, and then we'll be back. Anything specific you're in the mood for, Spencer?
I'm scrolling through it. I'm looking. You got anything playing? If not,
Let's go chunk, no Captain Chunk.
I can't leave this all aside. Fight fans, the biggest MMA event in the history of Wesley Chapel takes place Saturday, February 15th, 6 p.m. at Freedom High School. Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5 features 10 amateur bouts and 6 female bouts. Tickets available and can be purchased online at AOLMMA.com or the Wesley Chapel Wing House. For VIP information, call 813-992-2886. Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5. Be there.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Nobody. I love Intimidation Clothing, man. Listen, we got other great sponsors too. Crossorder Clothing, Game Changer Clothing, BrawlBase.com, Jax Media, Pro-Am Belts, All Out Fight Shop, Valet Auto Auction, AOL MMA. We thank you all very much for what you do for us, keeping us on the air, supporting us. We love your gear, man. And we, you know, me and Spencer have had the privilege of putting on both some Intimidation Clothing and Crossorder Clothing, both very good, high-quality products. Intimidation Clothing is available all throughout the Midwest and anywhere online at IntimidationMMA.com. Crossorder Clothing is located and based out of Canada, and they are located also on CrossorderClothing.com. And we just have a great team of sponsors here, and we thank them all very much. Jax Media Canada really goes above and beyond for the website and for us here. Redid all of our logos, made new logos. Actually, our logo wasn't even in existence at the time, so they made us a badass logo. And we just thank them very much for what they've done here, revamping the website, making it look just awesome. And they do some great stuff, too. They're actually, as in the name, Jax Media Canada. They're based out of Canada. You ever notice that a lot of our sponsors are from Canada? I think Carl plays favorites. Yeah,
I think
he plays favorites a little bit, man. No problem. They got, hey, listen, if they keep bringing us great products and great companies out of Canada, then we're all for it. So it don't matter where they're from. I love teasing Carl about being Canadian. Lucky bastard in his free health care. All right. So we're going to jump in here in a couple minutes with Mike Yanez. I got to say, I'm excited about this fight card this weekend. It was originally supposed to be 6 female bouts on this card. Now, injuries have come up. I follow most of these ladies online. Injuries have come up, and some of these fights have had to change. I know one of the fighters was actually checked into the hospital for her injury. Another fighter, I believe, pulled a couple discs in her back or something. She's looking to be out for probably a little while, too, which is unfortunate because this was going to be her cage debut. But there's going to be 3 female bouts on this card, as well as a full fight card of great action. Mike Yanez, Carlos Valle have done a great job just putting this together. Carlos Valle is the owner out at AOL MMA, Valle Auto Auction, 2 of our great sponsors here. And AOL MMA has been putting on some fight cards for a while. They had a boxing event last weekend, and I heard it was a great success, and I know they're going to carry that success over to this weekend's event. And it's going to be a great night of fights. Freedom High School in Tampa, Florida, and it's going to be a great night of fights, and looking forward to it, looking forward to seeing a lot of great fighters step in the cage. We got Jessica Bronco, Robin Wissman, Cheyenne Velismus, Ingrid Medrano. Those are just some of the ladies that are stepping into the cage this weekend, as well as many other great fighters at a really awesome event. So I'm looking forward to that. But Mike said something to me earlier today. Now, Mike, if you've ever met Michael Yanez, you know him a little bit. Mike's a talker. Mike's got plenty to say. He's full of plenty of knowledge, been around a long time, done a lot of great things in his sport. So Mike's got a lot of great things to say, and Mike's usually the first to know about lots of great stuff. And this involves Delaney, and obviously Mike's going to be the first to know when it comes to stuff with Delaney. That's his, you know, it's his fiance. It's his, uh, he manages her also. He's her head coach, and they've got an awesome relationship down there and an awesome team down there at Highlander MMA. But Mike told me today that he's got some news, some possible news about Delaney's future. And I have to say, as a huge fan of Delaney, I'm looking forward to hearing what that might be, because I just have I have high expectations, and I should say high beliefs in this girl and the things that she's going to do. So we might very well hear some pretty awesome breaking news tonight. I don't know yet. I don't know what it is, but I'm looking forward to hearing. You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and give him a call. Spencer, if you want to go ahead and jump behind the scenes, give Mike a call, and we'll get rolling with him. And in the meantime, we'll just run another ad real quick. Actually, we'll talk. Let me talk about some upcoming events real quick while we wait. Actually, so yeah, we got Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5 this Saturday. We have a bunch of events going on around the state this Saturday. Look for that article coming up on MMA Madhouse within the next probably sometime tomorrow. There's a few events going on this weekend. Florida Championship Fighting Monday Night Fights is happening this Monday night, February 17th, at the Dallas Bowl in Tampa. We've got, like I said, RFC 30 on February 28th, WCFL 8 March 1st, AFC MMA Fight Night Battle for the Titles March 8th. March 15th is Rumble in the Ancient City up in St. Augustine, Josh Rutgers show. My goodness. March 29th, we're going to have Rival Fight League 3. We've got a lot of great shows coming up, and it's going to be a very stacked couple of months for MMA here in Florida. I think we got Mike ready to go, so I'm going to let Spencer go ahead and bring him in.
All right, folks, we are live with Mike Giannis. How are you doing tonight, Mike?
Good. How you doing?
Very good, sir. First and foremost, man, what's up with Delaney? What's the news? I got to know.
Unfortunately, I can't say anything yet. I was told I could say something, or I could talk by now at this point, but actually it has not been publicly said, so I can't say anything. Sorry.
Right on. Well, that's only building the momentum and the anticipation. All right, I'll be paying attention closely then, and probably hounding you guys. And I don't know, man. That sounds good. That sounds juicy. So I can only imagine it's something big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. You know, she's been working really hard, and you know, we took a big chance. You know, when she fought Sarah Alpar out in Oklahoma. So you know, it was a risk. You know, but we were kind of sitting in idle. We didn't know what to do. And, you know, she was ready. She's ready to fight. So I can't tell her no. She doesn't accept no. So.
Yeah, right on. She went out there and did her job. She did work, too. So so let's talk, man. Wesley Chapel Fight Night 5 this Saturday. A lot of changes, a lot of things, but you guys have put together a great fight card, man. Talk a little bit about this. Let's talk about the ladies, man. You got three or four ladies fights going down on this fight card?
Yeah, unfortunately, actually, you guys are the first to hear about this. Unfortunately, something happened with Cheyenne Blismus and Stephanie Alva. There's miscommunication. I guess the tickets were bought, but they had them flying in on Saturday instead of tomorrow. And so Stephanie Alva will not be attending, and Cheyenne won't have a fight, unfortunately. So that's bad news. I'm sorry to burst everybody's bubble, but, I mean, I tried to do everything up until this point. Literally 5 minutes ago was literally the last hurrah on the flight change. So,
right. It is unfortunate, but that's, it happens, man. It happens happens all the time. It sucks when it does, but I know that you've put a lot of great work into this fight card, and there's still a lot of great fights on this card. So what to you is going to steal the show? What do you think is going to be fight of the night? I think we lost him. We did. All right. We'll see if we can't get him back on with us. Yeah, we did. We lost him. The call got dropped. Lost connection. We'll see if we can't get him back on with us. In the meantime, let's run an ad real quick. Here we go. We'll run a quick ad. What do we got here? What do we got here?
Pro-Am championship belts who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championship, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus.
All right, and I think we got him back here. So, Mike, are you back with us, buddy?
I'm back with you. I'm sorry, the call dropped. Yeah, so unfortunately that's not going to happen. I'm really embarrassed, actually. I wish I would have, been on top of it a little bit more. It wasn't my fault. Unfortunately, the promoter had a lot of other things going on and, just basically missed the date when he bought the tickets. And Stephanie Alba, I understand, in her situation, she wouldn't want to take a, same day weigh-in and then fight that night and travel. I get it. Delaney did the same thing one day and it killed her and she paid for it and she lost the fight. So, I mean, I understand, it's not good for everybody that really wanted to shine and fight. And definitely Stephanie Alba is one of the, top amateurs in that weight class in the country. And I was hoping to bring that fight here, but another time, I guess, another time. But I'll start at the bottom of the card and come up. Got 125, Jay Chianti versus Casey Riviera from Ybor Jiu-Jitsu downtown. I don't know really too much about Casey. I've seen him grapple, the grapple tournaments. Heard he's 1-0 in kickboxing. But Jay Chianti comes from ATT Dean Thomas's school in Port St. Lucie. Then we got Laura Mejia out of Port St. Lucie versus Desiree Williams out of Highlander affiliate in Louisville, Kentucky. And we got Ingrid Medrano, big fight here. Ingrid Medrano versus Jessica Bronco. From American Top Team, very, very big fight. They're very famous, infamous girls, fighting, making their way up in Florida. I got Brittany Cure, they're going to kill me on this name, Krycerik. Brittany Krycerik, who's originally from Tampa, Florida. She is living currently in North Carolina. Her training partner is Ashley Greenway, who just made Invitka at 115, and she's going to be fighting Robin Weissman, which is Bamboo's wife. So that's a big anticipated fight. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people eager to see this fight. And we got Ben Corso, 145, versus Corey Samuels. Corey Samuels out of Fort Lauderdale, along with teammate J.C. Cole that's on the card as well. Ben Corso has fought for me a few times at the Battle of Tampa. He scored a really good knockout back in at the Channelside show against a really stocky brawler from Texas. Then we got 185, we got Frank the Tank Sierranos from AOL MMA versus Maria Leon Fonda, which is Italian, from Strike Gym in Coconut Creek, Fort Lauderdale. And then also a scratch. And then to headline the whole fight is J.C. Cole, 3-1, versus Tony Murphy, 5-7. So that's going to round up the card.
Right on, man. And that Murphy, I know Tony Murphy was a late addition. He's coming off a big win out at Tough Enough in Vegas, so I'll be glad to see him back in the cage and fighting again.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. This is a very difficult card for me to put together. I mean, I started the Battle of Tampa. I was the first to do amateur fights here in this area. I did 5 Battle of Tampa shows, and then, other shows came after that. Now there's what, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 promotions in Tampa alone, in amateur level, and not to mention just a couple just an hour away. It's unfortunate that everyone can't, you know, really kind of work together, because eventually just everyone just doesn't make any money. And these fighters kind of like scramble to, you know, make, to get fights, but then they can't because everyone's kind of hiding their fighters, kind of like they're hiding cards. And then the fighters suffer at the end of the day, and, you know, everyone's wallet suffers at the end of the day, except for the people, I guess, that have money to blow. But, you know, it's just unfortunate, you know. And, you know, that's really the reason why I pulled out of Battle of Tampa for a little while. You know, these guys approached me from AOL to do the show and matchmake the show. I really enjoy doing it. I mean, I fought professionally, I fought amateur. I've promoted. I've matchmaked my own shows. I mean, I've done it all. And it's like, you know, I guess it's really difficult at this point, you know, to put together a good card, you know, and then you got to bring people in from other places, which is fine, you know. But I think if everyone got more on the same page and worked together, there's more money to be made and better shows, and we can actually grow as a whole. I mean, we have some of the toughest fighters in Florida here in Tampa. I mean, we got both boxing and MMA. I mean, we got the two of the top toughest girls, Delaney Owen and MMA. We got it's on the top of my tongue. What's her name? Come on, you know it.
The boxer.
Chevelle Hall back. Yeah, we got Chevelle Hall back.
Noemi.
Who's a world champion. And then.
Noemi Vasquez.
Yep, exactly. And we have, you know, a lot of good world-class boxers, a lot of good top-notch MMA fighters that are coming out of this area. And it's just, you know, we need to all, like, pull together and, you know, put the, chips aside. And, you know, let's work out for everyone's best interest.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Now what do you think, what's your pick? What do you think is going to be fighting tonight? Which fight to you is going to steal the show?
I'm really, really curious at, I mean, honestly, I feel that everyone's looking at the Brittany versus Robin fight. You know, they both, come from very strong camps, and the anticipation for, you know, for both to finally be fighting, it's pretty strong. I think it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be a fan favorite for sure. Frank versus, I'll just call him Matt. His name's kind of hard, but I'll just call Frank versus Matt. It's a pretty tough fight. Both guys have very, very extensive grappling backgrounds. Matt is a college wrestler, and, you know, Frank obviously is a black belt in judo, so you know, very strong grappling. They're both very physical type fighters. And even though that their records, you know, they're just starting out, it's going to be a really good fight, technical as well, you know, when it gets to the ground. And those are two of my picks. The main event, well, I guess would be the last fight, J.C. Cole versus Tony Murphy. They're the most experienced by far. Tony Murphy definitely has the edge on cage time. And you know, J.C. Cole is a very he's a tactitioner. You know, he's from Fort Lauderdale. He trains at two gyms. He does one school for, you know, his BJJ and one school for his MMA. So it ought to be pretty good for sure.
Most definitely. And, all right, well, before I let you go, I'll just ask again, how big is this Delaney news? It's got to be pretty big.
It's huge. It's very huge. All I can say is that, you know, I want to thank, you know, anybody and everybody that's helped us get to this point. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's definitely, it's always a group effort. You know, it's their teammates. It's Highlander. It's you know, some of the guys that have been so helpful with us and allowing us to come and train at their gyms. Ramos, Team Ramos, they let us, you know, open up their, you know, their gym for us to come and train with them and box with them. Naomi as well, and Chevelle Hallback, and, you know, there's different people. Amy Bybee even let Delaney come and train. And, you know, it's all learning, you know, because at the end of the day, like I said, it's Tampa versus the world. And, you know, even if people don't like each other here, it doesn't matter because you want people out of Tampa to win, because if somebody wins and does well, it makes Tampa look better. And then it makes you look better because you're here as well. So it provides a, you know, a gateway, whether you're on the same team or not. It's just a, it's a way for everyone to grow. And so, yeah, she's, you know, I kind of wish I could say what I'm going to say, but I can't. And all I got to say is that it's huge news, and I'm very happy, very, very, very happy. And she's ecstatic, and, you know, she's jumping off the walls, and you know, it's going to be some good times, good years, and, you know, and you're right, you know, and you were definitely right, you know, she was the one to watch, and you coined it from the get-go, and, you know, something to be said about being determined and being scrappy.
Right on, man. All right, listen, Mike, thanks for joining us, dude. Looking forward to seeing the fights this weekend. Looking forward to getting together with you guys and maybe getting some pictures with the champs belt. Maybe I can run out of there with the champs belt without her looking, because I'd hate for her to see me trying to steal it. But
we'll definitely bring it for sure. If I could, if I could mention these sponsors real quick, it'd be really great.
Absolutely.
Brahma Mall, of course, South Tampa Smiles, Covenant Business Solutions, Bergen Gonzalez for saving my ass all the time, Nala Dog, iCageFight.com, the Prescott Sports Bar, and our new sponsor, Titan Medical. Thank you so much for helping us out and supporting Delaney Owen and Highlander Fight Team.
Right on, man. Listen, man, we'll see you out there this weekend. Looking forward to a great night of fights, dude.
Awesome.
All right, Mike, you have a great night,
man. All right, buddy.
That's Michael Yanez, owner of Highlander MMA. Let's speculate real quick, man. It's got to be some pretty big news for Delaney. If it was something like mediocre, minor, he could probably just go ahead and say it. It wouldn't be a big deal. But it's got to be some pretty big news if he's like really just biting his tongue not to say it. You know, he wants to say it. He said she's jumping off the walls. It's got to be pretty huge. I messaged her. I didn't get a response from her. She probably may not even be on Facebook, but may not be this late. I got to know. I'm going to do what I can to find out, and I'll keep it a secret. I'll give them my vow to keep it a secret, but I got to know. It's got to be pretty big. Hopefully, maybe it's a possible deal with said Invicta Fighting Championships, perhaps. They're looking for a new breed of 115-pounders, and Delaney's probably the best up-and-comer out there. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about it, messaging back and forth during that interview, during the early half of the interview, trying to figure out when, of course, you couldn't spill the beans for us. But I wanted to throw in World Series of Fighting, since they're building their own women's divisions. So that could be a possibility, too, Invicta or World Series of Fighting or XFC. Who knows, man? It's exciting to wait and see.
It's really a great time for MMA, too, because with the UFC kind of watering down their market, and I think probably pissing people off with the Fight Network and with this and that, and it's just these back-to-back shows with the UFC where you're not getting to see the same high-caliber shows anymore. Everything's so thinned out, and like, yes, the UFC, but you're seeing better shows from World Series of Fighting. You're seeing better shows from EXFC. Maybe, you know, it's just a great time for these other promotions where they're going to start rising up and really start gaining some notoriety, because they're going to start signing big names, because people are going to be just like, you know, well, you know, UFC's not giving me that much of a chance to fight, or, you know, they got so many people on their roster. Even with all these events, you're not, I don't know. I just feel like the UFC is kind of watering themselves down. Like, I don't know if I'm wrong, but it's just a great time. You get World Series of Fighting stacking their promotion. Bellator stacking their promotion, XFC stacking theirs. Invicta is about to, I'm telling you, man, the best 115-pounders out there that got ignored by UFC are Amber, Apex Predator Stotzenberger, and Delaney Owen. Now, Delaney wasn't pro at the time, so okay, I'll give him a pass on that. But now Delaney's a pro fighter, and this girl is absolutely going to start to tear people up. And to me, the best 115ers not in UFC right now are Delaney Owen and Amber Stotzenberger. And those girls need to get some. I let me take back chicks. I didn't mean to say that. It sounds disrespectful. Those ladies need to show these people that they were wrong, and they're going to because they're both great fighters, and they're going to tear people up. And I think that both of them belong in the Invicta. I'm excited to see what the UFC is going to do with the strawweights. The female strawweights, it's probably my favorite division. Of all the divisions of MMA, I think the 115 ladies fight the best. They bring the best to the cage, and I just think they have the best all-around game. So that's probably one of my favorite divisions. I'd say probably that and light heavyweight are probably my two favorite divisions in MMA. But, I don't even know where I was going with that original thought. But Amber Stotzenberger Delaney Owen, that's what it was. These girls are going to bring it, and they're going to be they're going to lead the next great wave of the 115-pounders for the ladies of MMA. So I think we're going to go ahead and wrap, man. Listen, so great show tonight. I'm glad to be back with you, Spencer. It was a lot of fun. I want to thank all of our guests. Just a phenomenal night of fights. Phenomenal night of fights. I'm losing my mind here. I need to go to bed. Maybe Sean Nightmare Hollis was right. Maybe he just did these zombie hours. I don't know. I was asleep by this point last week, so maybe I just need to get back into it. But, thank you to all of our fighters joining us tonight. Great night of fights. Thanks for Mike coming on the show talking to us about this fight card. We'll be back next week. Don't forget, Wesley Chappell Fight Night 5 this Saturday, Freedom High School, Tampa, Florida. It's going to be a great night of fights. Tony Murphy, Murphy's main event. It's going to be a great night of fights. Robin Wissman, Jessica Bronco, Ingrid Medrano, Brittany Kaytrek, Kreerchek, I can't say the name. It's going to be a great night of fights, so looking forward to that. Wesley Chappell Fight Night, Saturday night, Freedom High School, Tampa, Florida. That's it, I guess. Until next week, join us at Cage Zombies Radio. Look us up on Facebook. Check us out, like the page, MMAMadhouse.com, for all of your local sports, all of your local MMA combat news. Nobody does it like MMA Madhouse. Peace out.
Awesome. I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
Can I?
I'm gonna keep the headphones on.
Motherfucker, I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. You know my pants sag low, even though that went out of style like 10 years ago. Go, folks. Go. I got the